We always like to have guests from the official opposition to the NDP join us here in the Trending 55 hot seat. We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Lori Sigurdsson. He is the NDP's critic for mental health and addictions. And I guess, first of all, Lori, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
All right. The main topic we want to discuss today is deaths we've seen early on this year from drug poisonings. Some numbers we show that I think January was one of the deadliest months we've seen in quite a while when it came to drug poisonings. What do you think about some of the numbers that we've kind of seen just already this year on this?
Yes, it's really heartbreaking, and certainly my condolences go out to all the families and friends who've lost a loved one due to the drug poisoning crisis in Alberta. Yeah, January's numbers were 21% more than January of 2021. So I'm sorry, January 2022 is 21% more than the previous January. And actually in November and December of last year, 176 Albertans lost their lives each month, and in January it was 160. So very, very high numbers, you know, heartbreaking information.
And certainly when it comes to, you know, things that, you know, people want to see sort of done on this issue, I know one thing that's, come up a lot is the topic of supervised consumption sites. This is something I know the NDP has called for before. The UCP, they're kind of going the other way on that. So when we talk about supervised consumption sites, what exactly is the NDP wanting to see there?
Yeah, for sure. Certainly when we were government, we expanded supervised consumption sites across the province. And now that we're in this crisis, we should be actually expanding them much, much more. And certainly the UCP isn't going in the right direction regarding this policy. And more Albertans, the evidence shows very clearly, are losing their lives. We know that supervised consumption sites, no one has ever lost their life at supervised consumption sites, and they're monitored and supported to make sure that these toxic street drugs don't take their lives. So really, the UCP is going completely the wrong direction on this one. You know, it's just based on some personal preferences of the Premier and his minister, and not following the evidence at all. And these sites should be expanded across the province.
When it comes to getting access to different resources, when it comes to drug treatments, what are kind of some other things that the NDP would like to see happen there?
Well, because right now we are in a crisis, like the numbers, as we talked about at the top, are extraordinary. So many Albertans are losing their lives. We need to do something right now. It's an emergency situation. So we're saying to expand supervised consumption sites across the province, to have drug testing, because we know that the street drugs are extremely toxic, and people use drugs, but they don't want to die. And if they know what's in that substance, then the drug testing can really help them to make a better choice. And third is safe, regulated pharmaceutical alternatives. And so this is an emergency action plan for right now that we need that. And of course, that's not all we need. We do need to have detox services. We need to have treatments for people who are ready to go into treatment and, rehabilitate their lives. So we do need the whole continuum of care. But because we're in a crisis right now, it's so important that we have this emergency action plan that has expanded supervised consumption sites, drug testing, and safe regulated pharmaceuticals.
And when it comes to getting access to all of those things, you know, certainly depending on where you are in the province, you know, you're probably going to get someone in, say, Calgary or Edmonton, probably going to get a bit of a different experience than someone in a, you know, smaller location like Peace River or Valley View or High Level or something along those lines. How important do you think it is that that all these different resources are also accessible for people in rural areas?
Absolutely, this isn't a crisis that's, you know, only in the big cities, and, you know, the only services should be in the big cities. There needs to be support in rural Alberta. And certainly, the major center, Grand Prairie, in your area, really needs to have a supervised consumption site. And we know that especially people in the trades are quite vulnerable. It seems like in your area, there is the highest number of deaths are actually trade workers. So it's really heartbreaking, of course. But you're absolutely right. We need services all across the province. And frankly, it doesn't matter where you are. Even if you are in the big cities, you can't get into detox. You know, there's not enough beds available, long wait times. And of course, if people have to wait, then they're more likely to go back to those street drugs again and start the cycle again. So expansion of the services all across our province is so important.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we also like to throw in a little personal question or two in there. And, of course, we are now into springtime. The weather's probably getting better in a number of different spots out there, probably a little more people spending more time outdoors. Now, when it comes to you, Lori, when the weather's good out there, what is kind of some of your, I guess, go-to outdoor activities?
Oh, okay. I'm a bit of a hiker. I like to hike, and I mean, we're, of course, in session right now in the legislature, so I can't go too far from Edmonton, but I like to get out on the trails because that's where I live. I live in Edmonton, and, do hiking. I live close to Mill Creek Ravine in Edmonton. We have such amazing trails, so just being close to nature and just being out in the sunshine or sometimes the wind and the rain, too.
Well, we do have some pretty nice trails here in the region. We definitely think we should check out one of these days. But anyhow, NDP critic for mental health and addictions, Lori Sigurdsson, thanks for joining us in the hot seat today.
Well, thanks for having me, Kyle.